Here's a story that many of you listening can relate to right now. Traffic congestion has gotten worse. The report on traffic was released today by the Texas Transportation Institute. It says the battle to fix congestion is being lost. On average, Americans can expect these days to spend the equivalent of 2 full days stuck in traffic every year. That is actually an improvement for people in one area. A decade ago, the study says, drivers in the Seattle-Tacoma region could expect to be stuck 63 hours in traffic on average annually. Ron Sims is executive of King County, part of the area that showed that improvement. Mr. Sims, congratulations. How does it feel to be doing better going against a trend?
It's great going against a trend. We have undertaken a number of measures here to reduce the amount of time people are stuck in traffic. It's not just the fact that the state of Washington has really increased what we call its commitment to incident management and ramp metering and the synchronization of traffic signals. But there's other things that we've done as well. One, we're a growth management county. We ended sprawl. We developed a line in 1994, and we said that 95% of growth in our county would be directed to the urban areas, only 5% for the rural areas.
Let me ask you, when you speak of synchronization of traffic lights, first of all, does that mean staggered lights so that you can maintain a steady speed and keep going down the highway?
Yeah. We've had 38 different cities in this county, and everybody had a different technology. So the voters here adopted a sales tax measure that allowed us to invest in the synchronization of traffic signals through multiple jurisdictions on some of the major arterials that we had here, and that moved traffic with incredible efficiency.
Now, I want to ask you about something else, another factor that the Texas Transportation Institute checks for in seeing improvements in various cities around the country, and that is quick response to accidents.
Absolutely.
How do you improve your response to accidents?
Well, the state of Washington has tow trucks at very key points on the highway system here, and they move vehicles very quickly, and that's been a huge saver of time, along with the ramp metering. We have a system here where the on-ramps onto our freeways are metered by a red and green light. It allows an easier, slower integration. That saves about 20%. Hmm. Very efficient tool.
Doesn't that create congested ramps, though, when traffic is heavy?
You know that if you sit in that ramp area, that, in fact, you're going to be able to move much more quickly through the traffic. People know it works. Like I said, it's a combination of things. Growth Management Act, huge commitment to public transportation, ramp metering, incident response, all of those things mean that you can get home faster.
Now, Mr. Sims, despite the marked improvement in the Seattle-Tacoma area that was detected by the Texas Transportation Institute study and all the improvements you've described, the papers in the area, from what we've read online today, had no difficulty finding commuters who were saying, improvement? What improvement? I'm still stuck in traffic all the time.
If you look at the study, we still have congestion. It's that our congestion is easing, or other communities' congestion has gotten worse. So the question is the glass half full or half empty? We believe that the glass is half full, that we are making significant progress at easing congestion. I think people wish they could get home in a second. They wish they could get in their car and just zip right home, or get in the bus and zip right home. And those days are gone.
Well, Ron Sims, thank you very much for talking with us today.
I enjoy talking to you. Take care.
Ron Sims is the county executive of King County in Washington State, which showed a marked improvement in the time it takes people to travel to and from work.